The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey, Michael Savage Show listeners, I want to tell you about the new true crime miniseries from Wondery. It's called Spy Affair. In 2016, news of Russian interference in the American presidential election shook the nation to its core. 2 years later, Maria Butina, an alleged Russian operative sent to America to influence U.S. politics, was arrested on charges of being a foreign agent. She quickly found herself and the people around her embroiled in a massive FBI investigation. Maria would be portrayed as a spy and a woman who strung a web of lies, all focused on completing her primary mission: influence government officials in positions of power to benefit her home country, which is Russia. Wondery's new miniseries, Spy Affair, is an inside look at the shocking true story of a woman who started her time in America with a trip to Disneyland and ended it as a convicted criminal. I'm about to play for you a brief clip from the show, but while you're listening, make sure to follow Spy Affair on Apple Podcast, or you can listen early and ad-free by starting your free trial of Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Las Vegas, Sin City.
Listen today at Wondery.fm/SA Michael Savage. Again, that's Wondery.fm/SA Michael Savage.
Libertarian conference in the country. Freedom Fest. Thousands of business leaders, politicians, journalists, activists, finance bros flocked to Planet Hollywood Hotel. Among them was Maria Butina. Maria was from Russia, and she was there with her American boyfriend, Paul Erickson, a longtime conservative campaigner.
It was his idea to go there. He showed me the American political world. Paul was my guide in this world. So he brought me to the Freedom Fest.
There was one last-minute addition to the speakers list who was getting a lot of attention that year.
And suddenly I start seeing that people are moving in. So they're coming in and it's like people like bees, you know? They're like starting buzzing there.
This is the reason why there's not a single empty seat in the room. We have a packed house. I've never seen anything like this in Freedom Fest.
Maria and Paul settled into their chairs in the celebrity ballroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm round of applause for Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much. Now, did he say this was your biggest crowd of the weekend? I don't know.
It had only been a few weeks since Donald Trump had descended the golden escalator of Trump Tower to announce his run for president. In front of this crowd in Las Vegas, he spoke for about a half hour.
The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
And then took questions.
Okay, who are the questions? Where are they? Do you have a mic?
That's when Maria, sitting in the front row, decided she should ask a question.
So I stand up because, well, who wouldn't do it?
Paul, on the other hand, didn't think it was a good idea.
He's like, you really want to ask questions? And I'm like, of course, why not?
Maria wrote her question down on a piece of paper so she could read it when she got to the mic.
So I would actually ask properly, meaning my English, you know, because I was quite nervous.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm visiting from Russia. So my question...
Putin. Good friend of Obama, Putin.
My
he
question...
likes Obama a lot. Go ahead.
My question will be about foreign politics.
She stood before the mic with notebook in hand, a beige shawl draped around her. She wanted to know what Trump thought of the economic sanctions the Obama administration had imposed on Russia.
If you would be elected as a president, do you want to continue the politics of sanctions that are damaging of both economy, or you have any other ideas?
Trump pointed at her.
I know Putin, and I'll tell you what, we get along with Putin. Putin has no respect for President Obama. Big problem. Big problem. I believe I would get along very nicely with Putin.
Afterwards, Maria excused herself, headed to the restroom, and made a phone call to a senior Russian official. She would later call it my best report. Maria's question to Trump had been brief and might have been forgotten. But much later, people would look back on that moment in Vegas and ask, who is Maria Butina? Because 3 years after Freedom Fest, Maria Butina was arrested.
Federal prosecutors claim Maria Butina was secretly sent by the Russian Federation to infiltrate political candidates and the NRA.
Investigators say she worked to gain access to American political operatives and political groups, including the Trump campaign.
I step outside and they put handcuffs on me, and that was my last minute of freedom.
Maria would tell me she was no secret agent. She was a Russian citizen who came to the United States hoping to build a better relationship between two countries she loved. But the federal government saw something different.
I did not expect it, but something inside of me told me that it's going to be very bad.
Because the answer to the question, who is Maria Butina, depends a lot on who you ask.
Listen today at Wondery.fm/SA Michael Savage. Again, that's Wondery.fm/SA Michael Savage.